Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Today, I want to reveal the number one trap that high performers, executives, and really busy people can fall into. And you know what? It'll stop you from becoming a self-made millionaire if you fall into this trap. And it goes like this. It's the big fish, small pond trap. I don't want you to get into an environment where you're just super happy that you're the big fish and you're getting all this positive reward and this dopamine hits from the small amount of feedback you're getting by being that big fish in a small pond. And I know how easy it is to fall into this trap. I'll reveal that in a second. But today I'm going to challenge you to think bigger. In fact, I'm going to give you 10 ways to think bigger. Because one of the most common problems I see in my clients' updates is complacency, small thinking. Okay, we get to a point where it's like, oh, this is as big as I can possibly get and I'm happy here. But deep down, you're not. And too many of us are putting false constraints on our impact, income, and influence. In fact, I was having a call with one of my clients, and she's had great success. And like me, she's had more success than she ever thought she would have. And that stopped her from seeing the bigger impact that she could have. Because right now, she's helping 1,000 women. But there are millions of women that out there that need her help. And so again, she put false constraints on her business, and I'm not going to let that happen to you. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and it's brought to you by my new book, Unstoppable, which helps you plan to think bigger. It helps you design this 90-day plan, get all the big ideas out of your head, and design that 90-day plan so you can dominate in business and life, while also making sure you overcome any stress and anxiety along the way. So you can get a free copy of that book at beunstoppablebook.com. It's a Wall Street Journal bestseller. That's right. Hit number 4 on the Wall Street Journal bestsellers, and it's going to help you in your life too. All right. Now, if you have the money e-brake on because you're thinking too small, today I have the solutions. But first, I want you to see what big, big results really look like. So my friend, I want to give you a couple of numbers here. Not money numbers, but really interesting numbers like of the impact that you can have. And so my friend Joel Marion started his podcast about 5 months ago, and he already has 3,000 five-star reviews on his podcast. That's amazing. And my friend Jim Quick has 10 million downloads of his podcast in just a couple of years. And then I actually have a pretty cool stat too. So I went and looked at my YouTube video numbers, and my YouTube videos from my fitness days have over 13 million views. 13 million. One of them has been watched 3.8 million times. Now, I've talked to a couple of people who say they're responsible for about 500,000 of those views because they watch it every day because it's a workout video. But that said, 13 million views, that's pretty darn cool. I mean, eventually there'll be 20 million views. Surprised I don't get stopped in airports more often. But those numbers got to make you think bigger and make you realize that you're capable of so much more. And it's got to push you to not get caught up in complacency. All right. So listen, when I was in the fitness world, I was a big fish in the small pond, you know, in the bodyweight world. And if I would have stayed there, I wouldn't have gone on to help people like you, people outside the fitness world. But that's where my joy and my passion resides. And that's where the bigger impact I can have. Because if I can go out there and help friends like Joel Marion go from being a broke, struggling high school teacher to having a $100 million business like he does and to have millions of people on his Instagram and on his email list, if I can give him the encouragement to do that, and my friend like Jason Capital, who has very similar numbers because he's helping young male entrepreneurs, generally young male entrepreneurs, some female entrepreneurs too, but he's generally the younger generation become entrepreneurs. If I help him and he helps more entrepreneurs, think of the cascade of impact. But I wouldn't have had it if I just stayed in the fitness world. So a great quote from Grant Cardone here. He says, we all have the 10X DNA inside of us. So don't think that, you know, big thinking or, you know, being a big fish in a big pond is only for a select few. No, you can do it too. You can achieve whatever you want to achieve. Now, there's also another great quote that says, you can achieve anything, but you can't achieve everything. So you must ruthlessly filter it down to what matters. So recently I was watching a Cardone video. Now, this guy's a money machine, and he thinks so differently about money as a tool that it will probably make you question everything you've ever done with your cash up to this point in your life. He even tells this really funny story in the video. So his wife is Elena, former actress. She's seems like a powerhouse on her own. And Cardone, he says, if I leave stacks of money sitting around the house, my wife Elena takes it. But she doesn't take dollar amounts. She takes it in inches. So, you know, most people are like, how much money did you take? Oh, you know, I took like $20 or $100. No, Cardone leaves stacks of money around and she just measures out like an inch or so of the money. So Cardone goes, hey, honey, how much money did you take? And she'll say an inch, maybe an inch and a half, not a dollar amount, a size amount. So I thought that was great because that's totally thinking way different than you and I are going to think. Now, of course, we're all going to draw the lines about how hard we're going to work and what we're going to do in life in order to be successful. But the truth is that we all can be more successful than we are right now. And I want to push you. I want to push you just like Cardone pushes me. He's a great storyteller and an infotainer, and there's a lot to learn just by observing him and the greatness in his presentations. And so he does have this video online. I got it as part of his being on his email list, and it was the first hour of his sales boot camp. And 40 minutes and 30 seconds into it. So if you do find this video, it's not on YouTube. It's only through grantcardone.com. If you do find this video, he exposes that big fish, small pond fallacy that keeps us, so many of us, living in our comfort zone of complacency. And that kills our big hopes and dreams. And so Cardone, he says he went through this. And the warning was, like, he was a car salesman at first. And then eventually he got into other sales and real estate. And he said, the worst thing that happened to me was when I got my first $1 million. Because every time I got into a situation where I thought I was doing great, I got into trouble. I started coasting. I thought, oh, I'm the man. And then he went into fear. He also went into fear, thinking, like, oh my gosh, what if I lose this money? I'm not a millionaire anymore. And so he didn't put the money to work. He worried about saving it. He started playing defense instead of playing offense. And you've all seen a sports game where a team will just, you know, they've got a lead and they start protecting it and then they get burned. And I don't want that to happen to you. So what we're going to do here is we're going to make sure that you think bigger. Think bigger. Now, if all this talk about getting rich and making money feels a little guilty or ashamed or, you know, has some unpleasant emotions attached to when you were younger and your parents, how they looked at money and they said, oh, rich people are bad, or, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. Or, you know, the only way that rich people, you know, get their money is by doing bad things. You know, we got to let go of that because money is not bad. Money is just a piece of paper. It's a piece of paper with some color on it and some faces. Money is not evil. Money is just a tool. It's no different than the can opener you have in your kitchen or the shovel you have in your garage. Now, money ain't gonna open a can of tomatoes, but it will open up lifestyle to you. And it won't clear a path in the snow like your shovel, but it will clear a path to freedom. So you can put that money to work for you, like a tool, and bring more money into your life. So listen, don't play defense. Instead, go out there, think bigger, put that money to work for you. And let's launch into the 10 big ways to think bigger. 10 big ways to think bigger and accomplish more. And it starts with number one, flexing your idea muscle. So I borrowed this from my friend James Altucher, and James Altucher had this real cool story about how one day he decided to just create 10 big ideas, 10 big ideas. And so he did that every morning, and not only did he create 10 big ideas for his business, he started doing it for other businesses too and started sharing it with other businesses. That's pretty darn cool. So what you should do is at some point in your day, maybe first thing in the morning, is just journal some big ideas. Journal some big ideas, big hopes and dreams and goals, because you never know what might come true. You might never know what you'll strike upon and say, hey, wait a minute, I see how this can actually come together. And then you start putting together a plan and you're recruiting people and you're getting people fired up because when they see your passion and enthusiasm for your big goals and dreams, they want to jump on board. But but it only happens when you start flexing your big idea muscle. And so for me, my big idea these days is to grow the world's biggest small business coaching program. I want to help entrepreneurs go from 100,000 to a million to 10 million. And that's part of the Empire Mastermind with Bedros, but it's also part of my Unstoppable coaching program. And so if you haven't been to one of my workshops, or if you're not getting my phone coaching, you got to make sure you get a hold of me either on Instagram at Real Craig Ballantyne or email me at support@earlytorise.com, because I am growing this business and you better come along for the ride. You know, you can be one of my clients or maybe even one of my coaches one day, but this is going to be a game changer. And so once I share that passion with people, they want to jump on board. That's why people become clients of mine. They say, Craig, you just had such great passion for what you were doing. You could see it, feel it, you know, I could read it, and I want to be a part of what you're doing. Now, that then leads into number two. So if the first one was to flex your idea muscle, the second one is to be around bigger players. Be around bigger players. This is getting out of the small pond. If you spend all your time in a Facebook group that you run and you receive compliments from your 200 members, you can your field of reality gets distorted. And you can stay in there and go, oh, look at me, I'm so great. And then you go on the street, nobody knows you. That should be a good wake-up call. Because right now you're a big fish in a small pond. Maybe you're the top real estate agent in your town, 20,000 people. Big fish, small pond. You think you're king and you can do no wrong. But you're like a prince, maybe not even a prince, like a duke or a baron. I'm not sure which is lower, but you know, you're not that big. Maybe you're a Lord of Essex or something, or the Duke of Bacon or the Earl of Sandwich, whatever it is. Listen, that's not enough. That's not enough, because now you're probably coasting and you're missing out on a world of opportunity, a great big world of opportunity. And I know that if all I did was my little Instagram story videos, I'd have an overly inflated opinion of myself. Or if I only stayed in that world of doing fitness YouTube videos. Oh, look at me. I got 500,000 views on my upper back workouts. Big deal. I'm not having as big of an impact on the world. I'm not using my talents to the best of their ability. I got to be out there chasing my best self every day and pushing. Now, of course, you're going to draw a line. You're always going to draw a line, but you have to do the best you can with the time you have allotted every day. This goes with coaching and business environments where you spend your time. If all I did was go to the Stratford Chamber of Commerce in my little hometown, I'd be the richest guy in the room. I wouldn't be the smartest, but I'd be the richest. And this would cause complacency killers to set in because of big fish, small pond syndrome. And that's why you must be at masterminds and events and summits and workshops. And there's no shortage of opportunity. And there's no excuses not to go to them. Because back in 2006, when I was socially anxious and I was introverted, I was binge drinking, I could, you know, only go to group events if there was binge drinking going on, I still went to 6 business events a year, no binge drinking. And it was painful and I had to meet new people and I didn't like it, but I overcame that. And now I love it. So you got to get out of your bubble and spend time in bigger environments too. I have clients that come from all over the world, from Singapore to my events, from Finland. I have this guy named Samuel I. Tolvanen who comes from Finland to my workshops, my masterminds, my retreats. I think he rides a reindeer like Santa Claus. But you know what? It's uncomfortable for him too, but he does it. He does it. And then I have this big annual Toys for Tots event. That's another thing. I should mention, when you want to get out of the big fish, small pond thing, you got to start having events where you're bringing in bigger players. You got to be the circle, the hub of all this stuff. And so one thing that we started in our business and in my life was this Toys for Tots event that we do in Denver in December every year. And we always have about 150 entrepreneurs there, and we do a seminar. Then we do the Toys for Tots shopping. And then we have a Christmas party and everybody loves it. And I have this friend, Rob Hanley. He's been coming for 5 years now, and he's flying in from either Thailand or Portugal or some other exotic location around the world. He's always coming in from somewhere. He's not making excuses. He's flying there. I have people that fly from Europe for the weekend just to go to Walmart in Denver. Man, that's commitment, because they want to be around big thinkers. So being around big thinkers is probably the number one reason where I am today. Because if I just stayed at my kitchen table at my farm in Stratford, I would never have made the money or the connections or the impact that I'm making right now. So the small fish, big pond, the minnow, ocean approach is the lifestyle for me. It's uncomfortable to swim in bigger waters, but it's the only way that you're going to grow. And even better, it allows you to do number three, our third point here, which is hunt whales. So this goes to your business and making money. You know, bigger waters are the only places that you're going to find whales. I have $25,000 a day clients. Okay. These are my whales in my business right now. Eventually it'll be 50 and then $100,000 a day clients. They get their marching orders from me in that day long session. And then I hardly ever hear from them again because they know exactly what to do and they're operators. Now I have small minnow clients who are bugging me every single day and sending me the same question. They're like, are you sure your answer to that question was the right answer? I'm like, yes, I'm sure. Stop asking me the same question because you don't like my answer. And those people are only paying me a little bit of money, but they're the ones that need the most time from me. So what this is important to you to understand is having a whale client, someone who pays you a lot of money, is probably going to be easier to work with because they're more of a high performer than people who are spending their rent money to work with you. Whether you're a nutrition coach or a business coach or a real estate agent, in most cases, people that pay more money are not actually harder to deal with. And so that's why you should be out there hunting whales every single day, every single day. I have a friend named Adam Witte, and he told this story at a seminar. Adam Witte runs a company in Charleston called Advantage Media. And they do a Talk Your Book program, which is similar to what I used for the Unstoppable book that I did with my friend Tucker and his company. But anyways, you know, people go to Adam and his company and pay $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, or even more to get a book done with his team and then market the book. He was telling me about how his biggest package, his average package is like $90,000. So his average customer is spending $90,000 with him. But his biggest package was a bank owner from Nigeria who spent $400,000 with him. And they finished the book, they did everything, and they never heard from the guy once because he was busy off running a bank. And that's the ultimate in whales. So like everybody was happy because the product was done, but the guy wasn't calling in every day to say, hey, you know, have you written chapter one yet? And that's what happens when you are hunting whales and you are thinking bigger and getting clients to pay you more money. Now you can deliver an over the top service if you have fewer clients that are paying you a ton more money. So figure out who you want and go out and hunt those whales every day. You want to find higher paying clients, writing bigger checks. This is your game changer. This is your game changer. You can put more effort into them and make it better for them. Bedros Koulian, my friend, the CEO of Fitbody Bootcamp, thinks the same way. So he wants to have 2,500 franchise locations for Fitbody. He's almost at 1,000. But he doesn't want to have 2,500 franchise owners. He doesn't want to have one, you know, every franchise owner owning one. He wants to have whales. He wants to have people owning 10, 20 franchises. He doesn't even want to have people like me who only have 3 franchises. Because think about it, multi-unit franchisees are going to be less hassle to deal with. They're going to be invested in their 25 locations. They're going to be following orders. There's going to be 10 times fewer people for him to deal with. And the business is going to be better. Think about that. And then one more story, Xander Fryer, one of my speakers at this year's Perfect Life Retreat, he teaches his clients to hunt whales. So he teaches health and wellness coaches to sell $5,000 coaching programs. Most people are selling $300 a month coaching programs, but he teaches you how to do it. And he's going to be teaching sales at the Perfect Life Retreat 2019. Make sure you are there. So your job right now is to think about how you can create a premium experience level in your business where you charge more and have fewer clients, but have more profit in your business. That's a game changer for you. Next up is that we want to deliver our services one to many. If we're just doing one-on-one personal training or business coaching, or even selling one-on-one, well, it's going to stop us from being as big as possible. So here's a little story about three of my alpha female clients. Stacy, Lori, and Jen, they all have group programs that give a little bit of access to the guru to a lot of people for a moderate investment. And by doing this, that helps them make more money than if they tried to do one-on-one coaching where their time would get tapped out. Now, of course, this might not apply to everybody. But think about it. If you were running a church, If you were out preaching to one person at a time, you wouldn't reach as many by as if you had 100 or 200 or 10,000 like some of these churches do in the congregation. So you need to be delivering your services one to many if you want to be out there spreading your gospel, all right? So when you deliver your services one to many, or even if you find a way to sell bulk orders of your products, like Bedros did when selling his Man Up book, he had 7,000 units sold through speaking, where he would say, hey, I'll speak to you if you buy a copy for everybody in the audience. Now it's 500 book sales. So if you do that, services one to many, or you do bulk orders of your products, you acquire customers faster. And that's what this is all about, is how can we acquire more customers faster? My mentor, Dan Kennedy, he said one of his biggest mistakes was that he didn't put enough money into acquiring customers. So when he found an offer that worked, he put money into it, but he didn't pour money into it, because what he understood was later, a little bit too late, was that essentially businesses are like a profit pyramid. And the bigger the foundation of new customers coming in, the greater each level and higher each level can go, and you make most of your profit at the higher levels. So if you don't put a lot of money in the low end, getting a lot of customers, then you won't have a profitable business, and you won't have the most profitable business, and you won't be thinking big enough. So you want to deliver your services in bulk as much as you can to get more customers. That is how it works. And for me, in my business, my workshop and mastermind groups are the best ways for me to deliver coaching, and also my new online coaching program that's coming up. Everybody wins. The client gets amazing results of coaching from me. And if they're at the in-person ones, or if they're involved in the Facebook group, they get the mastermind effect of being in a group with other like-minded high performers. So everybody gets more results in less time. So the question then becomes, how can you apply the bulk concept to your business? Number five for our ways of big thinking is figure out who can do stuff for you, not how you can do it. So think about all the errands that you run in your life. Why do you need to do it? You can get somebody else to do it. You are the Oprah of the business. You're the superstar. You should be only doing the things that only you can do. And somebody else has to do the rest. This means cutting the lawn, running your errands, video editing, email copywriting, getting a cleaning service. You need to get a meal delivery service. You need a dog walker. You need a lawn care company. You need a masseuse that comes to you so that you don't go to them and lose your precious time. That's empire thinking. That is big thinking. And I know right now you're like, oh, well, no, if my mom found out about that, oh my goodness, she would think I'm a terrible person. We got to get over that. We got to get over that. We need to become selectively lazy and stop doing the $10, $25, and even $50 an hour tasks, so that you can be out there building your empire, doing the $500 an hour work, making big connections and doing big things. I want you to increase delegation so that you can increase your network and net worth elevation. All right, challenge for you. I know if you're coming from modest means like me, that is a tough one. That is a tough one, but you got to get selectively lazy and only do the things that only you can do. Number six in our big thinking list is to set rules and get paid what you are worth. Right now, you're saying yes to too many things. And so your hourly worth is being diluted. You're working 10 hours a day, but only taking home $250, $500. So now, you know, $25 an hour, $50 an hour because of all the free stuff you do. But if you actually added up the amount of value hours you did in a day, it might only be 3 hours. So you might make that $500 from 3 hours of work, and then you do all this other stuff for free, and it holds you back. So if you want to do great things, you have to do fewer things. And I learned this the hard way back in 2016 when I was flying here, there, and everywhere to speak for $2,500 or $5,000. And this was unsustainable in many ways because, you know, it hurt my personal life, but also it hurt my business. Because if you think about it, if you're flying to Austin, Texas from Toronto, and I'm thinking about this one particular event, Paleo FX, amazing event, but not worth the time and money. So I flew to Austin, and then I was like, oh, I'm flying to Austin. I may as well do a couple meetings. So now, you know, meet up with some people. So I flew in early. So now I'm in there 2 days. I do the event and I fly home. That's minimum of 4 days to get $2,500. Now, really, Yeah, sure. I got paid $2,500 for an hour and a half speaking, but I lost 4 days. I lost 4 days. And I could have been at home working on my business. So when people ask me my speaking fee now, I say $25,000. It's $25,000 plus flight plus hotel for 90 minutes. No discounts. And most people won't pay it, and that's fine. It's not to be paid. That's not how I make my real business. Because even at $25,000 on stage for 90 minutes, that speaking gig is costing me 4 days in lost focus on the real business. Now, if it's $25,000 and I'm speaking downtown Toronto, which is like 2 minutes from my condo, I'll do it. I'll do it, maybe probably even for less than 25 grand. But when there's travel, when there's flights, when there's airports, and oh my goodness, I have a hard time with TSA these days and lineups. Well, listen, I needed to audit my time and realize I was not getting paid what I was worth by doing speaking gigs for a small amount of money. And it's the same with being on podcasts. I want to do every podcast opportunity that I get, but I can't. I can't. I can't be doing a podcast for 500 people for an hour, plus the 15 to 20 minutes of transition time before and after the podcast. Now you're really eating up 2 hours of my time for me to reach 500 people when I could go and make 20 YouTube videos in the same amount of time that would be watched by 50,000, 100,000, 250,000, a million people. I've got to honor my time. So I had to set rules. Like, I do not go on podcasts unless there's 5,000 downloads. I do not speak unless it's 25 grand. And you can't do the same things, okay? So it might not be at the same scale as I'm at, but you can't take on rinky-dink speaking engagements for $500 that eat up a full day, plus travel. It's time for you to audit your time. There's no more taking on poor fit clients. You know, the type of client where you're like, man, I need this money. This person's going to be a pain in the butt, but I'm going to take them anyways. And you know what? It ended up costs you in stress and anxiety and so much more than the price they pay. So you got to make some hard decisions, draw some hard lines, and have some hard rules in place that will make all of your decisions easier. All right. It's around your time. It's around your money. Recently in the past, so I've made these three rules: no speaking unless it pays $25,000 or more per trip, no more taking calls before 10 a.m., and no more uploading video to any platforms. Because I was like, oh, I'll just do it myself. No, I can't. My life has been liberated. My schedule has been given back to me, and my output in money making is higher than it's been in 18 months. So time for you to draw the line. Remember your role. You are the superstar, the Oprah of your business. You only do what Oprah could do if she was running your business, right? Oprah doesn't set up the lights. Oprah doesn't do the catering for her shows. Oprah shows up and is the genius that she is. And you need to look at yourself and your business doing the same thing so that you're paid your worth. You know, as to paraphrase Dr. Evil, I didn't go to 6 years of evil school not to be called doctor. Right? And so it's the same with you. You didn't go through all the stuff that you've gone through to only be making $50 an hour, $20 an hour, $75 an hour. No, you should be paid what you are worth. Now, one way to do that is tip number 7, which is manufacture more celebrity. Everything is easier when you have more celebrity. For example, like, let's say you and the local newscaster walk into a busy restaurant. There's one table left. Who gets it? The celebrity newscaster. Not like, you might even spend more money, but they're going to get that table because it's a celebrity. So listen, celebrity wins every time, and it's not irrational. It's just reality. You can't fight it. You got to flow with it. Right? Celebrity has been this way since the beginning of time, but definitely since Charlie Chaplin became famous in 1915, and it's through video. Today it's through video, through silent pictures back then, but today it's through video and through performance. You've got to manufacture celebrity with video, all right? And you need to think big about it. So if you've been watching my Instagram, which you may or may not be, depending if that's your thing, but I just got a new apartment here in Toronto, and the rent is $6,000 a month. It's only 4,500 US, which isn't really that much, but every day I wake up and I think, I've got this beautiful apartment. It overlooks the city. I need to make $10,000 worth of coaching from videos in this apartment. And then I go and do it. I do Instagram lives. I do my Instagram stories. I'm starting to do YouTube videos now. And it's It's a great backdrop, and I'm using it. I'm turning the video into money. I'm turning the video into celebrity. And it's working, it's working, it's working. And in fact, it's the main reason I chose this apartment over others half the price is because I knew I could make more money living here. Read that again, or listen to that again. I can make more money in this apartment than I can in cheaper apartments. Most people would think, oh my goodness, I'm just going to rent a cheaper apartment. I'm going to save the money. But no, you've got to look at things as investments. Now, I don't own this apartment. I'm only here for 5 months, but I'm going to get my money's worth out of this place and more. I'm going to get 10x the money. And you need to have that type of big thinking. When you go on a trip to Florida, you got to plan out 10, 20 videos and you film them in the first hour and then you go on the rest of the time as vacation. But you've got to use that time. You've got to leverage it. Big thinkers do that stuff. So I've been teaching my clients how to go from zero to hero in the video department. So I'm gonna go through this video stuff here as part of, you know, tip number seven, manufacturing celebrity. So first, if you don't do video, you must make video a daily practice. It doesn't matter what business you're in. It doesn't matter if you're in the legal world. It doesn't matter if you're in electronics. It doesn't matter if you're a plumber. If you're the famous plumber, people are going to go to you. So you need to do video. Like remember Steve the crocodile hunter? Like people say, oh, well, you know, he just likes animals. So why would he do video? He became world famous. Now, fortunately, he got in trouble and passed away on one of his things. But, you know, he became famous and he, you know, taught everybody about animals and it was huge to him. But it was only because he manufactured celebrity with video. Steve Hunter, I think was his name. I can't remember his last name, but the crocodile, I don't know, couldn't have been Hunter. But anyways, it was the crocodile hunter, Steve something, became famous. And look what the industry he was in. So it's the same thing. Same thing. You got to do video. So do a video daily practice. Now, you don't have to use these videos. You don't have to put them online, but you do have to put the camera in front of your face and film every day. Every single day so that you don't get rusty. Because if you film a video today and you don't film another one until next week, your skills are going to go down. They're going to go down. It's like my salespeople, I make them do role playing every single day because if they don't, their sales skills go down. So you got to be doing that. You use this time to practice different pitches and pace and tone and tonality, deeper voice, higher voice, you know, challenge all these things and try different camera angles and play with the lighting and practice in the morning and the evening to see what works for you. And for the ultimate challenge, go out in public, do it at the gym. You know, don't film other people at the gym, but do it in the corner of the gym or do it on the streets in a crowd of strangers. When you can do that, you're going to be so much better on video. You're going to be comfortable. So this daily practice, it's akin to like, you know, putting on your equipment for a sport or you're like, you know, if you're into guns, it's like taking apart a gun blindfolded. You got to know that gun inside and out so that you know when you have to use it, you know how to use it. And same with your video skills. If you do it under different and challenging environments, you're going to become a professional and it's going to elevate your video skills so that you elevate your celebrity. So the point is to expose yourself to different environments so that when you need to make a, you know, spur of the moment selfie video at a seminar with one of your idols. Like I go to all these seminars all the time and these people want to make a video with me and they don't know what to say. And I save the video, of course, because I've done thousands of videos. But you want to be able to do that. You want to be able to be in New York City and go, oh my gosh, I should make a video right here. It's amazing. Backdrop of Central Park. But if you don't know how to just immediately launch into video, you're going to struggle. I was in New York the other week for my TV show appearance for promoting my book. And I made a whole bunch of videos in Central Park. And the guy that I was with lived in New York. He's like, oh my gosh, I never even thought to do this, to take advantage of New York. I'm like, you live in New York. Look at all the backgrounds you have. You should be making amazing videos every single day. So daily practice. Second, in addition to your daily dose of video, your daily practice, what you need to do is schedule one 90-minute section per week where you do content creation for the entire week. And you can film 2 YouTube videos and you can film 3 Instagram videos and 5 Instagram story videos and 2 Facebook videos and LinkedIn videos. And you can do that all in 90 minutes because you've been doing your daily practice and you can crank through those videos. And you have your 5x5 content grid, which I've talked about before on my Instagram videos. And you can practice and you can review your videos and you get better and better and better and better. And the more you do this, it just compounds. compounds like a big snowball rolling down the hill. And the next thing you know, you're a celebrity in your industry and the sales are coming easier. All right. Sales are coming easier. So think bigger about video and it's going to make you a celebrity superstar that allows you to make more money, have more impact, reach more people, teach the gospel to many in that one to many environment. It's going to get you invited on stages. It's going to get invited to, you know, for you to write a book. Think of all the things that you can do. It'll bring you more wealth for your family, amazing trips for your family. But you have to think big. Next, number eight, we have to raise our prices. So this is similar to setting the rules for rewards around my speaking. You got to raise your prices, okay? Because you have to remember what you're worth. So recently I helped one of my clients, one of my alpha females, raise the price of her program from $297 to $497. And when we did this, we had a 5-day sale saying the price was going up. So we got a ton of orders. And then for all the new people coming in, they just continued to buy at the higher price because the sales copy and the webinar are good. And they didn't know that the price was lower in the first place. Now, this is not bad in any way. Prices go up for things all the time. And if you want, add more value to it. Add some new bonus content to the program where you're increasing the price. But you can definitely increase the price. You might have to improve your salesmanship for it, your sales copy for it. You might have to do more webinars. You might have to go instead of just, you know, writing emails about it, you might have to write emails to a webinar and then sell it, but you'll be able to increase your prices. So this continues to help make sure that you're getting paid what you're worth and not giving away too much. I give away lots of free content like this podcast, but if you want custom results, you're going to have to pay for coaching. So I use this free stuff to get people into my high price coaching and I only work with the best. So realize that you need to get paid what you're worth. And think about it, again, doing the time audit of what you are charging. So if you're charging $150 right now, you have to realize you're not getting paid $150 an hour because much like my speaking, there's preparation work involved. There's transition time involved from doing what you were doing before. And so you're really getting paid probably $75 or less an hour for the actual amount of time that you spend on this stuff. So you got to raise your prices, go back to the drawing board and figure out whether you have to make, you know, more bonuses to increase the value or you have to have a different sales system, but you got to raise your prices if you want to grow your business. Number nine, well, if you're going to raise your prices, you got to learn how to sell like a shark. And what I mean here is you can't be accepting a zero sales day. If you're a real estate agent, if you sell franchises, if you sell coaching, you can't be like, I didn't make any sales today. No. You all probably know Zig Ziglar. And so Zig Ziglar, when he was a pot and pan salesman, I believe it was Zig, it might've been Og Mandino, it might've been one of those great legends, but they said, unless I sold a batch of pot and pans, I did not eat. I didn't eat dinner. I did not get to eat until I made a sale. Now that is what allowed that person, whichever one of those people it was, to become super successful in life, is to not accept, I'm going to have that glass of wine tonight because I worked hard even though I didn't, you know, bring home any bacon. I'm still going to celebrate. No, that's too soft, man. It's too soft. You can't be soft. You got to be pushing yourself super hard. So every day you got to wake up thinking like I do when I wake up in my apartment, how can I use this to sell today? How can I make a sale? What monster follow-up do I have to do? What reach out, promotion, emailing, calling do I have to do? Who's got my money out there? Because I've got their value. I just need to go and get their money. It's time for you to be ruthless, to think bigger, not toothless, but ruthless. All right. No toothless sharks out there that are selling. They're ruthless sharks. So every day, wake up asking for referrals, doing your social media content, writing your emails, nudging old leads, monster follow-up, nonstop. And you can't go to bed at night without saying, you know what? I worked my hardest to make sales today. My mentor, Mark Ford, who created Early to Rise, who wrote multiple books, who has a net worth of over 50 million, maybe over $100 million. He retired for the first time at age 39. But he loves work. So he got back into it multiple times. I think he retired 3 times. But he's still not retiring now. In fact, he's as prolific as me in his daily writing output. And he shared very important but very politically incorrect information in his best-selling book, Ready, Fire, Aim. Unfortunately, not enough entrepreneurs have heard this. So I'm going to share it again right now. What Mark said in his book was this: when starting a business, 80% of your time needs to be spent selling. You don't need to know how to create products or motivate people or manage anything to successfully start a business. What you need are two fundamental skills. You have to know how to make a sale. And two, you have to be able to put that sales process into action. Once your business is making sales and you've achieved a minimum critical mass of customers, your problems, challenges, and opportunities change. But at first, you just need that sales thing. And when starting a new business, selling must be your number one job. Learning to sell is an obligation, not a choice. There is a direct relationship between the success of a business at any time and the percentage of its capital, temporal, and intellectual resources that are devoted to selling. Your educational objective during the startup phase of your business is to simply learn how to sell one particular product to one particular market. You just need to do one thing well: sell the hell out of your one core product. Once a business figures out how to sell its product profitably, getting to 1 million in revenues can be done within a single year simply by repeating this one trick over and over again. As long as it keeps working, keep doing it. The end. Well, not the end. It's an amazing book and you need to grab it. It's called Ready, Fire, Aim. It's not cheap, but it is on Amazon, I think, and it's worth it. And Ryan Dice, the legendary digital marketer and founder of Traffic and Conversion, he ranked Ready, Fire, Aim in his top five business books of all time. Now, I've read it a couple times, and I'm due to read it again because it always makes me more money. Now, finally, number 10, you must be externally focused and believe in yourself. Your success is your obligation. And when you succeed, more people win. When you learn how to sell, you get customers and you help more people. And when you learn how to sell to many people at the same time, you help more people. And when you learn how to manufacture celebrity, you help more people. And so on and so forth. Your success is your obligation because, listen, you need to go out and help people. And when you do, the money will come back to you. But even if money didn't matter, even if you didn't have bills to pay and college educations to save for, even if you didn't want to travel the world and live the life of your dreams, you and I still have that duty and obligation to be out there helping and making the world a better place. And we won't be able to do that if we're thinking small and swimming around like a big old puffer fish in a tiny little garden pond. No, you must think bigger, act bigger, go bigger. And now you've got the playbook. So go out there and take massive action today. All right. Are you fired up? Are you ready to go and think bigger? Are you ready to fire and aim? Remember, you fire before you aim when you think big, all right? So you got to go out there. You're going to maybe make a couple of mistakes along the way, but you're going to have success. You're going to reach more people, have that impact, spread your gospel. So let me know what you think. Let me know what you thought of today's show. Let me know if you're going to think bigger. Let me know what you're going to do to take massive action. Send me a direct message on Instagram at RealCraigBallentine. Or email me at support@earlytorise.com. Let me know what you thought of today's show. And also head over to iTunes and give me a 5-star rating and a review, okay? Let me know what you thought of the show. And if you want to think bigger like Bedros, if you want to think bigger like Mark Ford, if you want to think bigger like all the people that have used my perfect day formula, and Mark Ford has used it too. If you want to think bigger and grow your business, if you want to put together a 90-day plan like my friend Joel Marion and my friend Isabel de los Rios and Joel Polish and all of the coaches that I work with that are getting more clients and all of the authors that are selling more books, here's what you need to do next. Visit perfectlifeworkshop.com to apply to work with me. There's two ways you can work with me: one, in person at one of my events, or two, the phone coaching. All right. So let me know. I want to help you become unstoppable, grow your business, think bigger, and achieve the impact, income, and influence that you deserve. Talk to you soon.